knobs on them or balls?
Sycamores?
Yeah.
I've never seen any around here.
Okay. Other fruit trees, like these would grow up around Hammond, they grow what? You got kind of tree old George Washington cut out.
Oh, the cherry tree? No, yeah. I've never seen cherries grow on a tree.
Okay.
Never had. Plums, yeah. Plum tree, yeah, a lot of plums.
What about that vine that would break you out, man? Break me out?
Poison ivy?
Yeah.
Poison oak, and they got a lot of them down there. Still had a lot of poison ivy down there. The old time you used to have to eat 7 seeds from a poison ivy plant, you'd never get it again. Which today they give you a shot for that to prevent the polio or the anything else. You go, when you go to school, you get your shots.
Wait a minute now. 7 leaves from poison?
7 seeds. Had to be 7. Not 8, not 6. 7. They still do that today.
I'm going to try that because I get a case of that every year.
Well, it's the same thing as if you go to get a shot for influenza or, you know.
Did it make you sick?
No.
How do you eat them? You get somebody to drop them down your throat?
You just eat them. You just take 7 and just get up there and eat them. No, taste bad. That's how they used to prevent. Things like getting older. A person would catch a lot of poison ivy, I'm talking about. We catch poison on and some of them people, man, they just get bloated up with that. So, well, you go by the old lady, she'll tell you what to do, you ain't gonna never get poison out. Which is true, today you get the shot to prevent it. Well, this is better than the shot, it's the real McCoy.
Well, I'm gonna try that, because Lord knows
I'm
trying to
do it. You say you eat 7 seeds, you'll never get poison out of you again. Now, that might last for 4 or 5 years, as long as it stays in your system, then your system is built to fight it like you do it regular, like you get shots to do for polio or anything else. You get your booster shots when you go to school. Well, this is the same thing. It's understandable now in those days. They didn't understand why, but they knew if you ate 7 seeds, you wouldn't get poison ivy for 2-3 years. And it worked. It has to work. It works for when you get a shot today, it works.
Yeah. Other kinds of berries that you might get here?
You have blackberries, which goes wild. You have mulberries, and mulberries are different kinds. You got the white mulberries, you got the black mulberries, and you got the pink mulberry trees. And they're all in on the backyard.
Okay, or do you ever get those red berries here that you grow? Well, I guess they grow most, you didn't have straw.
The strawberries, they planted their own. People would plant strawberries on it.
Okay.
And they would plant.
Or raz?
I've never seen raspberry grow at all. I never have.
Okay.
Or blueberries either. I've never seen that grow.
All right. Okay. Other kinds of... Do you ever have any flowering trees? The oleander. What about that big tree with a green shiny leaf and a big white flower?
Rose bushes?
Or
you're talking about... well, they had the jasmine tree.
Uh-huh.
And then the... That they had like all not some different kind of jasmine. You had the night jasmine.
Yeah.
And then...
any kind of laurel or...
I know what you're talking about goes more or less across the lake. I've never seen them kind of trees down here too much. The salt there kills that fast.
Okay. Now, when a married woman couldn't make up her mind about something, she'd say, well, I better ask my
mom or my daddy.
Okay, or her, she's married, her.
If she, her husband.
Yeah. What did your mother and father call each other? They might call each other their what?
But you know what I mean, like,
yeah.
Today, a more affectionate name of you than it was in those days. You know, you leave, you tell your wife, see you later, honey, or something like that. Not in them days. You didn't have too much of that. Although that marriage was a sacred thing, I mean, you know, it was, you know, the old man fool around too much, not all of them, you know, of course, not that is. But you didn't have that too much.
Was he calling the old lady, or?
Yeah, my old man, my old lady. That's my old lady, my old man.
A woman who lost her wife, who lost her husband, was a...
En veuve in French. A widow. But en veuve, you know, that's what they refer to. Hey, I'm a veuve, you know. And all the old men, you know, once in a while they passed about how they might stop a little longer than they would when the old man was living, you know.
Yeah. Talk.
Have a little more conversation than they did before.
What about a woman whose husband had just left her? Would they ever call her anything?